Wonder Jam is this weekend at Canada's Wonderland. Skillet will be taking the stage. Also performing the drummer for Skillet, Jen Ledger. Jen Ledger joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. It's good to talk to you.
Jen, you joined Skillet so young. I mean, was that your plan to be a drummer? Did you have a plan B?
I actually had a plan A, which was I was desperate to be a hairdresser all of my teen years. And Skillet actually asked me to audition. I was 17 years old at the time. And I said no. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't think of anything more terrifying than performing in front of people. So I was praying about it, and I really felt like led that I was supposed to try out for Skillet. And so I kind of did it reluctantly and like, okay, I think that I'm stepping out in faith. I feel like God's leading me here, but there's no way I'm going to get this job. And, you know, 17. And it was kind of a long story short. It was a big miracle, and I can't believe it all lined up that way. And I'm very, very thankful that God, like, knows better than I do, because I love doing it now. But, you know, I was a teenager, and that stuff just seemed too big and too scary for me at the time.
And now you've done a solo project. Well, you just never quit.
It might make me busier, but I'm okay with that.
A lot of your lyrics have dealt with overcoming fear. Is that something you've had to deal with yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, like, fear's been the main thing that's always holding me back. And sadly, it's like the kind of thing that you wish that you fought at one time and then you never had to fight it again.
Yeah.
But it kind of seems like it's the same recurring battle for me. I didn't want to try out for Skillet because I was like, that makes me way too afraid. I hate the idea of it.
Yeah.
And had I listened to that fear, I would never have gone for it. And it's absolutely what God had for me in my life. And there was a certain point in the last 5 years or so where I started to kind of have a little bit of anxiety and panic attacks, which I was surprised by it because I've never gone through anything like that. And that was a new level. And I wrestled through that with the Lord, you know. And after overcoming it, I thought, man, that's got to be it now. That's got to be the end of it after going through a really intense fight. However, I still felt it kind of creep back into my heart a year or so later. And so I was talking to Corey Cooper from Skillet and just saying, hey, I can't believe this has come back after all these years. What if this is something that never goes away for me? And she looked at me and she said, then you fight, Jen. While there's breath in your lungs and until the day that you die, you never stop fighting and you do not let fear rob you of your own life. And I kind of felt like, you know what? If I struggle with this, there's no way other people aren't struggling with it too. And I think as Christians, we can kind of feel a bit of shame when we have to fight the same battle over and over again. Instead, I just feel like God knows that we're here for a short window of time, and he says it's going to be a battle. The one thing I can't let the enemy do is knock me down and keep me out of the game together. And so I'm going to not let fear hold me back. I'm going to keep standing up to it no matter, you know, basically, I'll go down swinging. Who cares if I try and fail? I'd rather try and fail than not try at all.
And Jen, because you're a drummer, we have to ask you, advice for church drummers. I mean, coming from the drummer for Skillet, like, is it wrong to take a solo in church?
100% yes, it's wrong to take a solo in church. I feel like I'm probably going to be the same stuff drummers don't want to hear, because obviously with Skillet, it's pretty flashy and I'm definitely performing. However, when it comes to worship, you know, it's all about pointing the glory somewhere else. It's about not taking any of the glory for yourself and setting like a tone for people to see our Lord and to kind of point immediately to Him. And so I do think as drummers that are wanting to be in a rock band, it can be a really uncomfortable position to be in, because you've got all these chops you can play, but they're actually ultimately distracting to everyone there that's there to worship. You don't want to be stealing any of that glory, and you want to be putting all the focus on Him. So basically, when you're in the setting of a worship drummer, it's your job to be as invisible as possible. It's your job to just do a great job serving the purpose. Whereas, obviously, if you're in a band, it's your job to perform and to perform excellently. And I think that often we can get the two worlds a bit confused, and it ultimately muddles up what worship is. And so I'm sorry, drummers. That's probably not what you want to hear from me. But if I come to your church and see you throwing out some double kick and solos, I'm going to be like, this is not good.
You're going to throw some shade for sure.
You got to know your context, guys.
That's great advice. We can't wait to see you live on stage at Wonder Jam at Canada's Wonderland this Saturday. We've been speaking with Jen Ledger, drummer for Skillet. Thanks, Jen.
Oh, man, thank you so much for having me. It's been great chatting to you, and I'll see you all soon.